Hey, coming up this Saturday, KVI wants you to help us out with a fundraiser and a great effort that's going to be going on in Auburn. This is the 6th annual Battlefield Addiction, and it's a walk run. It's a 5K for recovery. And I'll tell you how you can participate, and I'll tell you how you can help us out with this. Thank you for listening to us on the morning ride here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. I'm your host, Phil Vandervoort. Two guests joining me on the program right now. Going to start with Art Dolan.
Dolan.
Oh, okay. I had it spelled D-O-L-A-N. Dolan. Art. And you can nuzzle right up to that microphone, Art. And then Andrea Suarez. And Andrea Suarez, a lot of listeners know from We Heart Seattle. But Art and Andrea are helping put together the 6th annual Battlefield Addiction 5K fundraiser for recovery. And it goes on this Saturday at Rogner Park in Auburn. Art, Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Phil. Great to be back.
Morning. Yeah.
And how did the Battlefield Addiction 5K fundraiser come about? Because this kind of comes back to the idea of getting people into recovery and not just into this homeless industrial complex, right?
Yeah, I think we've always had it, but this year it's we've always had it. We've always used the money for sober living. We've always used the money for helping families with treatment. But this year it seems to be a little different, and this year kind of our focus is help change culture to try to like bring about more of an interest in not allowing drug use, mm-hmm. and to get to a place where we start talking about a culture shift of being less permissive of kind of the way our streets are and the way that people are treating addiction.
And I think when I hear you say words like that, I hear you say we're trying to find results. Yeah. Rather than perpetuating the status quo. Is that what I'm hearing you
exactly,
say?
Exactly. Yeah. We're trying to get people out of the system and into independence and actually get those folks that are on the side of recovery and not using drugs supported. Mm-hmm. Supported in a way that they can get a way out.
Now, we've got Adam, who you brought with us. Is Adam in this program right now?
Adam's kind of graduated from the program, yes. And now he's helping out, okay. And giving back. Adam and Dave both are here with us, and they go out and meet with business. We're more of our outreach is more focused on protecting business, mm-hmm. more focused on saying, you know, we need to get this done so that business can prosper in our state.
Okay.
And that the real victim here, one of the victims here in all of this that's getting lost is the small business owners.
Okay.
And so, these guys go out to businesses and they kind of help show them that we're there to protect them.
Is this up and down Puget Sound? Is there a certain area where you tend to focus if it's more of a problem? Or
we focus mainly in South King County now because okay. that's where we're at. So, you know, South End, Auburn, Renton, Kent, Federal Way, Covington, that kind of area.
All right. Talking to Art Dolan and Andrea Suarez with We Heart Seattle, and they're both putting in their efforts to help benefit the 6th annual Battlefield Addiction. It's a walk run. It's a 5K, and it's all done for recovery, and it comes up this Saturday at Rogner Park in Auburn. And we'll tell you how you can help out and participate. You want to get out, have some exercise, be part of this event in just a moment here. Andrea, tell me a little bit more about the people that are going to end up benefiting from what the Battlefield Recovery 5K helps do.
Well, save lives and we save our cities, and people who use drugs need intervention. And my mantra is everybody can intervene and care. And we've proven that at We Heart Seattle. When I first met Art, he's like, Andrea, why are you picking up all this garbage? You know, if we actually started helping the drug addicts, we would not have to pick up garbage anymore, because then, of course, there's no more unsanctioned camping and hoarding and burglaries and everything that goes along with the struggles of addiction. So we are a match made in heaven here. We do street outreach and intervention in Seattle. We're starting to do cleanups throughout South King County as well. And this is an uprising. This is enough. Hundreds, if not thousands of people are going to turn out and say, we need change. We need to stop enabling addiction. We need to stop suspending people in this perpetual addiction through programs that keep people in active addiction. And so you've heard me talk a lot about that in the past, about handing out foil and glass pipes, mm-hmm. and low barrier housing. How is that helping? We now know the data's there. It's not. And so even if it's one person at a time, if we can start intervening and getting people into treatment programs, that's one less person out there suffering and having to commit crime, shackled in their addiction and their life of crime. So we're really excited about it. Come get your steps in.
Yeah.
All proceeds go to Sober Living. And if you can't make it out, go to battlefieldaddiction.com and make a donation.
All right.
And Phil, we represent families. We represent families that are all saying enough is enough, that we've had to make the right moves in our family. Mm-hmm. And some of those moves mean we had to put our loved one on the street because they wouldn't stop using drugs.
Okay.
And now they're pretty upset that the streets are allowing their loved one to use drugs. And it's a permissive. It's not just the act of handing out foil. It's not just the act of harm reduction. That's fine in some sense. And we're not all against all of it, but it's the condoning of it. It's just on another level of saying, hey, we will help you do drugs. We condone it. We help you. We want to make sure you're all fit and ready to do them.
That's what some of the government programs have ultimately ended up doing. So you use the phrase sober living. When you go out and you make contact with somebody, how does that, call it a pitch, how does that approach work to say, hey, we've got something that can help you? Can you give us a little example of how that works when you find somebody who's in distress and in addiction?
Absolutely. So at We Heart Seattle, our foot in the door, of course, is this idea, notion of providing waste management, sort of as that harm reduction and building trust in that way. And we've been successful getting dozens and dozens of people
off
the streets.
This is kind of with the litter picks that you do and things like that to go check on an area, clean up an area and make contact with people. Lay the groundwork.
At minimum, we get a cleaner and safer city with that. And then, of course, the holy grail is finding somebody to accept help. And the leverage points, where's your family? You know, where did you last work? How did you get here? And try to show that person a path out. My approach is always, you know what, the fastest way to housing, because everybody's sitting there rotting, dying, literally. Mm-hmm. We found bodies in the woods, in RVs, in cars, waiting for housing. And we say the fastest way to housing is to go to treatment. And then the whole world opens up. Recovery homes, reunification with family, seeing your loved ones again. And that is the leverage point. Now, Art and I struggle, and the team here, without law enforcement, we don't have teeth. This is not a mandate yet as our programs operate. This is people who have hit their rock bottom. But what Art was pointing out is people can't hit rock bottom anymore in this enabling family we call King County.
Right.
And
yeah,
that is what this uprising is about, is that cultural shift.
Trying to get that corrected.
Just shouldn't be this hard, Phil.
Yeah, you would think.
It would be hard to get people off the street.
And yeah, the whole concept of real-world results with all the real-world resources that are put into dealing with drug-addicted homeless. Talking to Art Dolan and Andrea Suarez, they're helping put together the 6th annual Battlefield Addiction Recovery 5K. And it's a walk-run, a 5K, 3.1 miles. And it's going to go on at Rogner Park in Auburn coming up on Saturday. So now people need to go to the website if they want to participate, get involved, register, and participate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking at the website, battlefieldaddiction.com/run. And that's the easiest way for people to get signed up, right?
Yeah, call us if you're having problems. There's a phone. Our phone numbers are all over, so you can call us and we'll walk you through it.
Battlefieldaddiction.com. Right on the landing page is a big sign-up button. And again, if you can't make it out with us, all proceeds go to Sober Living, and we're out there on the streets referring people into this program as often as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for the time to get this message out, Phil.
Oh, yeah,
it's
absolutely
vital.
Yeah, KVI is going to be down there. I think I'm going to be one of the people that's down there on Saturday. If the KVI staff wants me down there, I told them I'd go because I want to be able to help support the 6th annual.
Hank 101.5.
Yep. Hank,
music.
Hank is going to do this as well. Yep, so... and then I'm looking at the invitation here for everybody is that this is an all community event. You're going to have some live music, coffee and food trucks are going to be there as well. And what if folks want to have their dog trot along with them? They bring the dog on the leash. That's pretty cool, right?
I don't generally know about that. There's some liability issues
okay.
there with dogs.
All right. I know some of the 5K runs like to do that, but it's at Rogner Park in Auburn. So you're right. That might be a non-dog area.
Yeah.
All right. But check out the website, battlefieldaddiction.com. That's where you can get all the information about the 6th Annual Battlefield Addiction Walk Run for Recovery, the 5K Walk Run. And just check it out on battlefieldaddiction.com. You can get registered there, and you'll probably see me down there, and I'll see you down there at Rogner Park on Saturday in Auburn.
Thank you.
All Excellent. Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the things we want to do to help kind of get people some real options rather than just on this carousel that sends them into the homeless industrial complex or the housing first policy that King County officials have put into place that may or may not get results. It certainly doesn't sound like it gets results as fast as the work that you're doing.
You have to at least try and ask, do you want help? Do you want treatment? Mm-hmm. And it's shocking how many people say, we've never even been asked if we want treatment. So turnout, it's vital to saving lives and saving our city. Thank you.